From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A shortage of veterinarians is creating long waits for some animals who need attention, particularly large animals and livestock. As Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports, the scarcity of vets is creating problems for animal health and concerns about the implications for human health as well.
There are almost as many horses as there are people living in the small town of Parks, Arizona. Some of those horses live on Annie Kuchler's ranch.
Oh, I have four horses, two dogs, two cats, five chickens.
Kuchler has trained horses for many years for local rodeos. She's no stranger to handling her animals' minor medical needs, but when it comes to more advanced maladies, Kuchler says she often has to drive as far as 250 miles round trip to see the nearest large animal specialist.
Now, if you have a horse that colics, that's a twisted intestine. That's pretty ugly. Sometimes it's surgery and you have to get the horse into the trailer and you have to transport him to Phoenix because that's the only place it can be done.
Kuchler's problems aren't unique. Animal owners across the country are experiencing vet shortages, especially in rural areas where large animals and livestock are common. Andrew McCabe is with the Association of American Veterinary Medical Colleges in Washington, D.C. He says the fact that there are only 28 vet schools in the U.S. is contributing to the shortage.
Here's an interesting comparison. About 30 million residents in the state of California, a similar number in Canada. Canada has four colleges of veterinary medicine, and they're opening a fifth. In contrast, the state of California has two.
McCabe says the effects of the shortage go way beyond long waits in the vet's office.
Veterinarians are also intricately involved in public health in areas including biomedical research, in food safety, bioterrorism preparedness. There's a particular shortage of veterinarians there.
State veterinarians handle everything from inspecting the health of livestock that ends up on our dinner plates to testing animals for diseases like West Nile virus and avian bird flu. McCabe says the shortage of state vets could have deadly consequences.
Nearly all of the biothreat agents of concern are diseases that are known as zoonoses, or diseases that are transmitted from animals to man.
The problem is, McCabe says, despite the need for state vets, the majority of graduating students go into private practice because it's more lucrative. Adrienne Mulligan runs a private vet practice in the small rural town of Camp Verde, Arizona. She is one of only a handful of vets in the county.
This morning, we were double booked. We probably saw, 16 to 20 this morning, just in our first half of the day, and then the rest of the day is surgery. And that's kind of common. We're pretty busy.
Mulligan acknowledges she makes more money in private practice than working for the state, but says the vet shortage is running her ragged. Today, that means Mulligan has to talk while she simultaneously operates on a black kitten named Suzuka.
I get called every weekend. Do I come in? Not necessarily. When there's just one of me, I just am not, at this point, going to dedicate my life to trying to meet all the emergency needs of the valley.
Mulligan says she'd love to hire another vet to help handle her busy practice. She's had a job advertisement listed in the local paper now for more than 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.